The topics and opinions expressed on the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4WN Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4WN Radio, its employees, or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4WN Radio.
This is Beyond Confidence with your host, Divya Parekh. Do you want to live a more fulfilling life? Do you want to live your legacy and achieve your personal, professional, and financial goals? Well, coming up on Divya Parekh's Beyond Confidence, you will hear real stories of leaders, entrepreneurs, and achievers who have stepped into discomfort, shattered their status quo, and are living the life they want. You will learn how relationships are the key to achieving your aspirations and financial goals. Moving your career or business forward does not have to happen at the expense of your personal or family life, or vice versa. Learn more at www.divyaparekh.com and you can connect with Divya at contact@divyaparekh.com. This is Beyond Confidence. And now, here's your host, Divya Parekh.
Good evening, listeners. It's Monday evening and a wonderful time. So it looks like, not sure if our guest will be able to join us today or not. So today we will be going through some of the tricks of the trade for entrepreneurs. And I want to share that recently we were able to help from the profits of our book to a couple who's a farmer and they bring food from farm to table. So thank you for all your support. And if you have not got your copy, do get your copy for Expert to Influencer. How to position yourself for meaningful impact. And it is available on Amazon, Target, and Barnes & Noble eBooks, folks. So make sure to get your copy because the profits from the book are helping entrepreneurs who are impacted by COVID-19. So what should we be talking about today? Today, what we are going to talk about is few things that are really impacting all of us. So one of it is just a fatigue. And what happens is that when external issues like pandemic and racial matters and economic fall and conflicts, and there's so many things that are going on that a fatigue sets in, and it's okay to experience that. The key is finding help. The key is finding support in times when the going is tough. So let's talk about one of the neuro hacks. What is it that you can do? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to invite you to take out pen and paper and whatever is coming to your mind, especially if you're feeling not in the best place right now, or whenever you experience those feelings, just sit down and write on paper and write down what are you worried about. Write down your fears. Write down what is the worst outcome you're expecting. And then flip it. Ask yourself, what if? So for example, I'm going to share with you a story of one of my clients. So recently, what happened was probably, I would say, sometime in March and April, my client used to be a trainer who used to train professionals in person. And of course, her business was booming, doing great. And with the advent of pandemic and crisis, what started happening was her business started drying out. And because she did not have experience of doing things online, everything started feeling like a huge burden that she could not handle. And what happened was that she was experiencing fatigue. And as she was experiencing fatigue, She let it weigh down on her mind for few weeks, and then she found she was going nowhere. All it was doing for her was weighing her down even more and more. And every week she found herself getting down and down. So one of her mutual friends connected with her, and you know, they must have been talking. And let's say for our today's sake, we are going to call her Jenna. So Jenna was my client, and she was talking with her mutual friend. Let's say her name is Kathy. So Jenna is talking to Kathy and saying, I don't know what's going to happen. You know, I've gone from hero to zero, and really I feel like I'm a failure. I'm not able to adapt to all these things that are going on. And Kathy told Jenna, why don't I connect you with my friend Divya? That's me. And let's see what comes of it. Just have a conversation. So we get on the phone. We have a conversation. And Jenna is this brilliant woman who has so much going on for her. Just unbelievable. The potential in her and the genius in her and the success story she was sharing, that how during her training and how she had worked with people, how so many of her clients had gained promotions and how they had found jobs and how they had found success, and just amazing. And we sat down and we talked. We talked about feelings, and there was nothing about, like, you know, that, yeah, we are going to start work or anything like that. I was connecting with her based on the recommendation of my mutual friend between us, and it was just about helping her. And what happened was, as we were having a conversation, I asked her, why don't we try this exercise? And she wrote down, oh, what if I will not have food to put on the table? What if I'm not able to pay the mortgage? What if I'm not able to find another job? What if my business completely tanks? What if I'm on the streets? And then I said, okay, let's look at each and every one. And I invited her to flip the question. So for example, what if I'm not able to pay the mortgage rent? So if we were to flip that question, the question might be, what if I found ways to work through these tough times and I'm able to pay the mortgage on time? Then another question, what if my business is going to completely tank? We flipped the question and she wrote, what if I could pivot my business? I could adapt, meet the needs of my customers, and have my business grow. So these are just a couple of examples, folks. And what we did was, we were just kind of playing along, and we didn't even realize that our conversation went up to 2 hours. And in that time, we were just kind of laughing, having fun. And Jenna told me, oh, I feel so much lighter. And she said, oh, this felt good. And then as I asked her a question, what are you going to do next? And she said, I'm going to sleep over it. And I'm going to think hard and fast, what is it that I'm going to do? She went back, and, you know, a couple of weeks went by, and then I get a call from her and say, Jenna, was Divya, can we partner together? I really want to make a difference. I've talked with a few of my clients, and a lot of my clients are struggling. And we sat down and we took a look at her business model. Everything was designed to be applicable in person. And as we looked at it, we looked at what could be low-hanging fruits. So low-hanging fruits could be that, you know, she could hop on Zoom and start coaching people one-on-one. That would be the easiest. And how could she help out people? Was a lot of her existing clients were struggling because they had to work from home. They were working remotely. They did not know how to connect with other people. The teamwork was not happening. Some of her clients had kids at home. Some of the clients had partners working from home, so just kind of juggling the house chores, maintaining that distance and all that. It's tough. So we sat down, and as we were walking through, she knew that she could definitely help her clients walk through it. So we sat down, we changed her full business model as to how she could still serve her clients and how could she slowly herself get into the rhythm from working in person to working online and still creating that energy, still creating that connection. And slowly as she worked, as we started building her business, it started out small at first, and then slowly she took off. And now she has a thriving business. And why is that? Because it was, again, it was not about thinking from a place of desperation. It was not about thinking that what will happen if everything goes wrong. It was about what could I do to flip the situation? What could I do to serve my clients? Because when the focus shifts from me to we, when you take out that M from that me and change it to W of V, then your brain is not focused on yourself. Your brain is like, how can I help others? Because the core person in her was that, yes, she had this phenomenal capability and capacity to help others. And as a result, what happened was that she started helping people and she started getting comfortable herself. And we started working together. And in a few months' time, now she's flying, she's doing good. And that's the beauty, that not only she got into the groove, she was able to help her clients get into the groove. So similarly, folks, doesn't matter whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you are a professional, whether you're a leader. The key is you are the frame of the picture. The frame is the core of who you are. That is not going to change, no matter what's going to happen, no matter what comes. You, your core values are always going to be there. Now, the question is that, how can you change the picture? How can you change that lens, the way you view the world, so that you are able to look at the situation differently and make a difference? So today what we are going to do is we are going to take a look at few things. And this is from one of my older books. The book is called The Entrepreneur's Garden. And today what we are going to do is we are going to take a look at few things as to how can you do networking online. Because yes, when we were in person, it was so awesome, right? Our old normal, and yes, things are back to normal. Yes, we are keeping social distancing. Things are opening. Some places things are not opening. And there's a lot of uncertainty. And yet, what you can do is you can still do very much something similar if you shift the perspective. So one of the things what we are going to talk about is that is that how do you want to show up? So let's say you're meeting somebody for just a get to know meeting. You're on Zoom. So determine whether you want to look absolutely professional, whether you want to look casual. How do you want to be perceived? How do you feel comfortable? What is it that keeps you rocking? Then what is it that feels true to yourself? That's really important right now, to be feeling true to yourself. And you say that, yeah, you know, I'm cool with business casual. So fantastic. I have something as business casual. So it's really important to have maintain that image that you want to project, because you do have a significant amount of control over your professional image. And here's the thing. There is Zoom or online etiquette. So one of the things I will share that is that, for example, let's say if you have scheduled a meeting with somebody, and now sometimes you're new, you know, it's on your calendar, you don't see it, and you miss the meeting, and then you later on find out that, oh, geez, I missed the meeting. So make a point to sincerely apologize. Do reach out to them. Don't hide behind the social media's curtain, because a lot of times that is happening. A lot of people are like, oh, yeah, you know what? Yeah, I scheduled it. I didn't show up, or I showed up late. It's totally okay. And a lot of things have changed where it's some of the things, it's okay, you know, if I don't show up and if I don't apologize, it's totally all right. And folks, here's what I'll tell you. People's feelings haven't changed. Yes, our methods of communications have changed. How people expect to be treated hasn't changed, because think about it. If you had a meeting and somebody didn't show up and they don't get back to you, so think about, what is the impression that you're going about them? What is it that you're going to think about them? So, okay, genuinely, things happen. You are not able to make it to somebody's meeting and you inform them that, you know, today I'll not be able to make it. Or if you have forgotten, just be honest and say that, hey, this happened. I was not present. You know, I sincerely apologize. I will make sure I've rescheduled the meeting. I'll be there. And I do respect your time. So apologizing does not make you any smaller, especially for things that are, how should I say, something that has happened and something that has happened on your watch and it has inconvenienced somebody else. So it's polite to share that, because it's really critical to respect the other person. So we talked about professional image, and I want to share a funny story. So I was having a video recording with somebody, you know, a lot of people are nowadays doing YouTube channels and Facebook lives, and a lot of people are going ahead and doing podcasts also, so video podcasts along with the audio podcast. So I was wearing business casual one day, and then I had my sweatpants. It was probably sometime in February. And I didn't realize it as things were happening. You know, there were a couple of other people. And as I stood up, and then it was an awkward moment. And I said, yes, I do have a business casual top, but I'm wearing sweatpants. And openly laughed at myself. And it went actually really, really well, because everybody else laughed too. And it was hilarious. Like, there were a couple of other guests on the show, and they stood up and they said, hey, we are wearing shorts. So sometimes, even when you make a guffaw and when you make a mistake, and if you are okay to laugh at yourself, you'll find that things can go real smoothly. And that ability to laugh at yourself, there's nothing more powerful than that, because now, rather than anybody laughing at you, you're laughing together. So that's one of the things we talked about. You know, what is the image that you want to create? So it's not just about having an image where you're just kind of dressing up and showing up great. It's also about showing up on time. And depending on what type of meeting it is, you can share your knowledge and highlight your successes. And it's important to speak up during the networking meetings, not in a rah-rah way. And yet in a way that's in a way of storytelling. It's really important to share stories which showcases what are your expertise? What is it that makes you stand out? Because when you're sharing that, that shows your contacts or the new people, what are you good at? And it shows that, it shows them that you are a valuable contact to have. So combined with your ethical professional behavior and how you can help others. So one of the things that I've found is that whether you're doing networking online or offline, one of the beauties is that you can always ask other people. So one of the simple ways to do is there anybody in my contact list that would be an asset to you? So for example, you've connected with somebody on LinkedIn. We're talking about social media. Just simple thing, like, you know, somebody reaches out and when you get back, you can just kind of say, hey, thank you for the connection. Let me know if you want to connect with one of my contacts. And this is, of course, folks, if you're willing to do that or if you know some of your contacts well. So you gotta offer what you're comfortable with. There's no right or wrong. Or you can just kind of say, hey, this is good. And what is it that you do if you want to continue the conversation? Because just connecting or just being friends, whether you're making a connection on LinkedIn or whether you are following somebody on Instagram or whether you're responding on somebody's post or whether you're connecting with somebody on Facebook or Pinterest or you're on TikTok, just liking is not enough. It's about building that relationship. Because when I talk about building that relationship, it's about building that trust. And trust is the key element to creating and maintaining contacts. So as part of building trust is also showing up on your network, whether it is on LinkedIn or Facebook. Just pick a couple of platforms and put out by which you want to be known. So sometimes, you know, some people will put out different things which are like just random. And is that what you want to be known for? But, oh, yeah, you know, this person does not have any focus. They just put out things randomly. So one of the stories I want to share with you is one of our newest business mentors. So basically, one of our previous clients, they are a business mentor to millennials, and they also transitioned recently on LinkedIn because their clients hang out over there. And so what they would do is they would start sharing just different things. The focus was not there. And because the focus was not there, their expertise as being a mentor did not show. So for example, your expertise is in the health industry. And let's narrow it down further. Let's say you help out people with losing weight or you help out people with healthy eating. So let's say if it is healthy eating. Now let's explore that further. You may be an expert in helping people eating healthy food that does not have gluten. Or you may be somebody who may be helping people with keto diets. So depending on how you want to be seen as, it's so critical to niche it down as much as possible. And now what you're doing is when you're showing up, it's critical, to be honest. Basically share what you know and things that you don't know, you can curate the content from somebody else. So for example, let's say you have somebody really who's achieved a lot in your niche. So take their content, give them the credit, or if you're following them, you could share their content. And when you're sharing their content, and if you tag them, they know that you are their fan. So this is one of the ways to build relationships. And the reason we are talking about being honest over here as to, so I'm not saying that just because you don't know a couple of things, you're not an expert. You're still an expert. But the key is to be sincere, be straightforward, and share things that you're master at. Don't be jack of all and master of none. Because when you start showing up and start sharing your expertise in that area, what will happen is you'll gain respect and people will want to do business with you. Now, another thing to keep in mind is consistency. Showing up consistently, whether you're showing up 3 times a week or 5 times a week, follow through with your actions and promises and be helpful. So do your very best to meet the needs of your contacts and associates, because by being helpful, you will not only bolster your reputation and increase your success, you will deepen the connections. So I want to share another story for this gentleman, right? That we talked about, are one of our business mentors who just kind of has joined LinkedIn, and they were, okay, how do I build relationships on LinkedIn? So what we recommended was, he was one of our clients, that why don't you join starting out with 2 to 3 LinkedIn groups? So for example, this gentleman is a financial planner. So if he's a financial planner, he joined a couple of groups where financial planners are sharing strategies. And if they have issues, they can ask the questions, and it's a community. It builds camaraderie. So we sat down and asked that, okay, what are you comfortable with? Let's say the gentleman's name is John. So John said that, I'm not comfortable just kind of posting myself and putting my videos out there. I'm just comfortable answering other people. So we said, okay, why don't you show up? Show up regularly, even if it is 3 days a week, 5 days a week, decide when you're able to show up. And if somebody has put out a post and if you know the answer, just answer. And he started doing that. In addition to that, he started doing a 4 times post every week. And what we did was, we sat down and we looked at, okay, let's check which post is getting you the most engagement. So there can be different types of posts. One could be just a question that you ask people who are your connections, or you could give out a value post. And then we talk about a value post is about sharing your expertise that is helping other people solve their problems. So now, as this gentleman started, as John started showing up in the groups, he saw that different people were posting and he started answering questions. He started commenting. And in that group, people started knowing him. And then he didn't even realize what he was doing. He became comfortable because he became comfortable in answering questions, connecting with people right there inside the group, because he is a business mentor. He loves mentoring people. And now what he started seeing as a result, people started connecting with him on LinkedIn. He was not reaching out to them. People started reaching out to him. So there was like a different turnabout in what he was expecting to do himself, to go find people and see, like, you know, who does he know, connecting with them and building a list, versus now people are connecting. And then it became easier and easier. So why people started connecting? with him. So let's take a look at it. It's because he stood out. He stood out in those groups. And there may be a multitude of qualified entrepreneurs or financial planners in each of his groups, right? And yet, because he was genuinely showing up, he heightened his visibility. And that became a key element to his professional success. Because what started happening was he started connecting with these financial planners, and these financial planners were saying that, you know what, we don't work in this area. So John helps specifically with retirement. Whereas there were a few other financial planners that he connected with, they helped youngsters growing their portfolio. They helped the youngsters growing the portfolio more aggressively. So rather than finding those people as his own competitors, he connected with them as collaborators, and they were able to refer each other. So for example, if people with John who are working were like much older, because you know they're nearing towards retirement, they would have kids, and he would say, hey, you know what, because your kids are starting out, I know someone who is excellent in helping them grow their portfolio. It might be a little aggressive because, you know, they still have some time to invest. They still have some time to save. So they started exchanging clients. So he started out with an intention of adding value and making a positive impact. And that led to these connections that supported him. Now, another thing that we helped John do was update his profile, whether it was on LinkedIn. So similarly, it depends. Wherever your professional profile is, update it. Because when you update it, it reflects new changes. So for example, like recently, I was accepted as a contributing columnist in CEO World, or I was accepted as a contributor for Entrepreneur, and I definitely put it on my profile because that's an update, that's a change that has happened. And as a result, what happened was a lot of my connections that I had not connected over the past several years reached out. And then anytime you're changing something, folks, what it does is it creates that ground for conversation. So similarly, what you can do is, let's say, if your connection is sharing some change, reach out to them, congratulate them, ask them about it, and be genuine in your conversation. So it's continuously building that trust, the most valuable currency in the world. So that's the thing. And another thing that, you know, we had John. So what John did was he started asking questions to people who had been in the industry much longer than him and who had been on social media for quite some time. So what that allowed was he was connecting with micro influencers. So he was getting their attention. Then he did a couple of other things. He started sharing blogs, because whether you're on LinkedIn or Facebook, you know, you can create long form writing and you can share expertise through blogs. Another thing that he did was he reached out to the administrator of those two LinkedIn and asked them, hey, are you doing any virtual events? So these are the strategies we shared with him. And of course, the strategies differ for different people. And what is the purpose? As to the basic purpose always remains the same, is to build relationships. And then comes any other purpose. So he volunteered, just like if you were part of an association, which would be in-person association, and you would volunteer there. Similarly, he volunteered to be an ambassador. for a couple of LinkedIn groups. And this way, administrators got to know him. And as he was posting as one of the ambassadors, one group had like thousands of people. Probably, I don't know, if I don't recall the exact number, around 13,000, 14,000. So as he's posting, people started seeing him as an expert, as an influencer amongst the experts. So it's not only seeing him as an expert in his own right, it's also seeing him as an influencer amongst the experts, because nobody else took that step or nobody else went ahead and did that strategy or that time and effort. So everything takes time and effort. Things don't just kind of get built in a day, folks. And when you are going ahead and doing the networking, just don't go on a rampant networking that you're just adding people. It is so much better to have an engaged network of few people rather than thousands of connections that you don't know who they are. And what networking does is, you know people who know other people, because as they say, mostly it's a 6 degree separation. That let's say if you're trying to reach someone, then within 6 degrees of your connections, you'll find somebody who'll know who. And what you're also doing is, as you're showing up, you're sharing your expertise, people are getting to know you within your network. And sometimes they'll just recommend you. So remember that you are representing yourself. You are representing how you want to show up as. How do you want to be looked at? You're showing up as your true self. So now let's take it one step further. So let's say I'm just going to talk about John, right? So John, who's a business mentor, as he was showing up in group, somebody else recommended a client to him and said, you know, hey, John, this is a potential client. I think it will be really beneficial for both of you to kind of get together and have a conversation. So what happened was, you know, John was thinking that not only am I representing myself, I'm also representing the individual who recommended me. So I have to show up on time. I have to show up to be my best. I have to show up to see how can I help others? How can I help that gentleman who is speaking with me? And that conversation, when he went with that attitude, I mean, he already had a good attitude. He focused his attention on the other person with laser focus. And what that did was, in just one conversation, he not only found a client, but this person who became John's client went back and told his reference, oh, I am so thankful to you that you connected me with John. He is an excellent guy. So you're helping build trust with the person who has referenced you. So always remember that. When you're remembering other people, you will be doing yourself a huge, huge favor in that you're going to be an advantage, because you're thinking of others, and that is going to lead you to be on your best behavior, because now it's about caring for the other people. So we've looked at that aspect. Now let's take a look at what can be networking obstacles. Personality differences. You may find that some person is not willing to talk at all, and you are doing all the talking. And what can you do? And it's like getting to be pulling teeth from somebody's lion's mouth. And like, oh my goodness, how can I even have a conversation? So sometimes you just ask people, what is it that they do? What's the vision for next 5 years, especially if it's a professional networking meeting? And you will find that sometimes there will be personality conflicts and you're not going to be able to get along with everyone. So it's key to meet people where they're at. So for example, let's look at different personality examples. There may be some people who are extrovert and social. So usually these people may have multiple ideas and may need help focusing. To appreciate validation, especially in front of others. So yes, you're just kind of getting to know them. And yet what you could do is, let's say, as they have shared, and let's say another person comes and joins you, even if it's online, right? There are now breakout rooms. Share that. Like, so for example, let's say you are John. So, and now you have been talking with Jay. So another third person, let's say Kathy comes and joins you. You can say that, hey, you know what? I'm John and this is Jay. Jay is really good at sharing stories. So what you've done is you've given that little appreciation to that person, and it's true. The key is not to lie. The key is not to maybe embellish. The key is to share what you have observed. And when you share it genuinely, it's going to build that connection with people. So that's one of the ways to deal with different personality types. There may be type A leaders who may be tending to be very assertive, and they tend to hold their company to a high standard, and they often want you to agree with them. So if you're finding that you're not able to agree with such people, sometimes they're not the people to have connection with, and you may be thinking, you know what? It's a way to just say kind of polite way of saying that, oh, you know, it was nice to meet you and move on. Or in some cases, if you are a type A person and if you connect with another type A person or a leader, you may just click with them and continue the conversation. So it's about meeting people where they are at. It is so critical. And folks, there are other networking obstacles. And if you are looking to find out how to become a really good networker, feel free to get your copy, The Entrepreneur's Garden. It is available on Amazon. And I got to share with you, the profits from that book will also go to entrepreneurs impacted by COVID-19. So it has been lovely talking to you as always. So definitely give yourself that break. Give yourself that space to grow. Give yourself space to acknowledge your feelings. Give yourself space to connect with others. Give yourself space to be. Give yourself space to impact and impact others. And until next time, be brilliant. Take care. And last but not the least, thank you to Rebel for making the show possible, and thank you, listeners, for joining us. The show would not be here without you. I appreciate you, and reach out to me anytime. Contact at diviaparekh.com if you have any questions or if you are seeking resources, and we'll do our best to bring you those stories and resources. Until next time, take care.
Thank you for being part of Beyond Confidence with your host, Divya Parekh. We hope you have learned more about how to start living the life you want. Each week on Beyond Confidence, you hear stories of real people who have experienced growth by overcoming their fears and building meaningful relationships. During Beyond Confidence, Divya Parekh shares what happened to her when she stepped out of her comfort zone to work directly with people across the globe. She not only coaches people how to form heart connections, but also transform relationships to mutually beneficial partnerships as they strive to live the life they want. If you are ready to live the life you want and leverage your strengths, learn more at www.divyaparekh.com. And you can connect with Divya at contact@divyaparekh.com. We look forward to you joining us next week, Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time.